Welcome to this morning's audio recording of Choral Eucharist from Belfast Cathedral for Sunday the 28th of November, Advent Sunday. The service is led by Gillian McGachy, diocesan reader. Preacher and celebrant is Canon Mark Niblock, Dean's Vicar. When the service ends, please remember to hang up straight away.
People of God, awake. The day is coming soon when you shall see God face to face. Remember the ways and the works of God. God calls you out of darkness to walk in the light of his coming. You are God's children. Lord, make us one as we walk with Christ today and forever. Amen.
Be with you.
And also
the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy on us. And write these your laws in our hearts. When the Lord comes, he will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness, and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Therefore, in the light of Christ, let us confess our sins. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness. And keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and to put on the armor of light, now in the time of this mortal life in which your Son Jesus Christ came to us in great humility. That on the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal through him who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The epistle reading is found in the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians in the third chapter, beginning at the 9th verse. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we feel before our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you face to face and restore whatever is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you. And may he so strengthen your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. This is the word of the Lord.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you,
Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." Then he told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard, so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man." This is the Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Preaching in Advent is a real blast. The focus on death and judgment lends opportunity for great enjoyment for preachers of all hues. We either go hot and heavy on sin, hellfire, and brimstone, or we overcompensate by focusing on God's mercy and love so as not to cause offense. Today, in our reading cycle, we switch from following the Gospel according to Mark to Luke's account. The Gospel reading we've just heard forms part of what is known as the Little Apocalypse, where Jesus, just days before his crucifixion, predicts a time of great turbulence and tribulation just prior to what he called the Son of Man coming on the clouds to signify God's deliverance of the faithful. It's heady stuff, using imagery from the book of Daniel to describe cosmic forces interacting with the physical realm in unprecedented fashion, culminating in a decisive divine victory, ushering in a new era of justice and peace. Today's passage highlights the fear that characterizes this time of trial. And surely we in 2021 can identify with fear. On the brink of potentially yet another lockdown due to rising COVID infection rates, with sinister news of the new Omicron variant, we've been living in an environment of state and media-sponsored fear for nearly 2 years. I know people who have shut themselves in their homes since March 2020 and who have no plans to emerge again. Such is the depth of their terror. Just during the last week, 27 lives were lost in the English Channel of people desperate to escape the wars in their homelands. We also heard of increased tensions between the English and the French over fishing rights and migrant policies, of protests across Europe over new lockdowns and forced vaccination measures. And then Storm Arwen battered us through Friday night, leaving 2 people dead. In Bible times, people were frightened that God might destroy the world. I wonder, in the 21st century is God frightened that we'll destroy it? Because now we can, and we seem to be doing a good job of it. Distress among nations confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. Yes, we get it all right. With all this bad news and cause to be frightened, what are we to do? Today's readings speak of purity, alertness, hope, and trust in God. Archbishop Cranmer's 450-year-old collect prays for the armor of light to defend us from the works of darkness. To be honest, it seems somewhat underwhelming, like a deflating dinghy in a choppy sea. Perhaps we might take Jesus' words in the gospel reading in a more general sense. To be fair, there have been wars and natural disasters throughout human history. The only difference is that we are greater architects of destruction because we are more technologically advanced. The early Christians were maltreated and mistrusted by the Romans because they said that Jesus was Lord, not Caesar. They were also maltreated and mistrusted by their Jewish fellows because they were committed to non-violence and wouldn't join in armed rebellion. Those early Christians knew fear and suffering of their own. The temptation to give in to despair, to abandon their faith, and perhaps to enjoy the temporary oblivion of dissipation and drunkenness must have been strong. Yet Jesus asks them to guard their hearts and stay alert. We all have secrets that we wouldn't want others to know. We all know areas of our lives that we find distasteful. We all experience the suffering that is part of living. The message of Jesus that even amidst deep troubles and mounting cause to fear, the kingdom of God is near, means that God is close in these times, though we may not feel it. The God we meet in Jesus is characterized by a love for the poor and the marginalized, the weak and the vulnerable, those at the bottom of the heap. And the kingdom of God is where God's values of peace and distributive justice are present. As a community of followers of the way of Jesus, this Advent we are dared to live these values and make them present among and between us. The Christian faith is not an insurance policy against death and judgment. It's a design for living, defined by faith, hope, and love, that resists the fear and turmoil that accompanies human existence. These are qualities that guard against fear and allow for a free life. If our hearts are free, we are free indeed, no matter our external circumstances. However we may personally interpret the concept of a second coming of Christ, as Advent traditionally contemplates, in the confusion, horror, and agony surrounding us in these times, Jesus' words have contemporary comfort and challenge. When these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Amen.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray for grace as we prepare for the coming of the Lord. Keep the church faithful to heed your warning and to trust in your promises. Make her ministers ever watchful to protect your people against evil and to lead them into the way of truth. Lord, in your mercy, look with compassion on the world where many are weighed down by care and trapped in the desire for ever-increasing pleasure. Heal the hostilities which divide nations, and bring to the whole earth the blessing of peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lift up our eyes to see the signs of our redemption at this present time. When troubles distress us, give strength to us, to our families, friends, and neighbors, and free our hearts from fear. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all who are afflicted, for the victims of war and violence and fleeing refugees, for those in peril from natural disasters. Bring the calm of your presence to all whose lives are stunted by fear and anxiety. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for all those in our cathedral community who are struggling with ill health, anxiety for family members, and living with bereavement, asking your blessing upon each one. Lord, in your mercy, we give thanks for all who have passed through the dangers of this world and have come to their rest. Keep us mindful that after the death of the body, we shall stand before the Son of Man, and grant us mercy in that day. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We ask that you stand with all whose lives have been touched by personal experience of COVID-19, especially those suffering at present and those who have lost loved ones. Bless all who work in healthcare, the fields of research and vaccination, and those with leadership responsibilities in these challenging times. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. We do not presume to come to this, your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table. But you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. In In the tender mercy of our God, the day spring from on high shall break upon us to give light to those who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Look upon us in mercy, not judgment. Draw us from hatred to love. Make the frailty of our praise a dwelling place for your glory. Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast.
The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
Father Almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. Salvation is your gift through the coming of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And by him you will make all things new when he returns in glory to judge the world. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying,
thank you.
Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted, and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue, a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, and as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. As our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We, being many, are one body, for we all share in the one bread. Draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and by intention his blood, which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. God, our deliverer, awaken our hearts to prepare the way for the advent of your Son, that with minds purified by the grace of his coming, we may serve you faithfully all our days through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine upon you, gladden your hearts, and scatter the darkness from before you. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, Amen.
Thank you for joining with us today for morning worship from Belfast Cathedral. Please hang up now.